Countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the National Dairy Council. The journey begins on Ireland's farm pastures and ends with natural goodness on your table.
Listening to Countrywide here on RTE Radio 1, you can follow us on Twitter at RTE Countrywide. It's Wednesday evening and I'm on a farm near Garristown, just inside the Meath border with Dublin, where dairy farmer Kieran O'Brien is rounding up his cows for the evening milking.
And we've milked about 100 cows, produced about 600,000 litres. It's the home place, I'm started here with my father.
There are 18,000 dairy farmers in Ireland, milking in excess of 5 billion litres of milk annually. And they have just come off a pretty good year in terms of what they are paid for their milk. But now, they're beginning to get nervous.
Yeah, we're getting very nervous. We're not a little bit nervous, we're getting very nervous. Went up, I'd say, last August, 12 months, it hit 39, and it's more or less stayed up around that. Just the next few days now, we're just going to get paid about 33 cents. Now, that's the last.
This week, Kerry and Glanbia cut milk prices for September. Ireland is dependent on world markets since we export so much of our dairy produce. And with global demand dipping, it's affected markets, which in turn is hitting our farmers' paychecks. And with quotas going in April, giving farmers the freedom to milk as much as they like, there is an air of uncertainty, as Kieran O'Brien explains.
I suppose the big thing really is that globally, the milk production has gone up about 4.5% this year, globally, while the consumption over the last couple of years is running at about 2.5%. So there is a thing of supply and demand, and that seems to be the problem with it, that there's an oversupply of milk at the moment, and that's probably forcing the price down.
So if it drops below 30, you're losing money?
Probably am. The only small thing is will be sort of as regards the spring calving herd, that maybe the cost of meal has come back. It's probably worth a half a cent per litre, but that's only a very small thing compared to if it's dropping 7 or 8 cents. A half cent is not much of a consolation. Our hands are tied, like on the price we can accept. Really, you just have to take what the co-op are paying, and you just have to look at your own margins and hopefully have a margin left for yourself at the end of the day.
There are years when you make money. I mean, last year you made a profit. So is that not money you put away for a rainy day for the bad years?
No one puts away money for a rainy day. There's always something to be done around the yard, building something to be revamped or whatever. Back wall and silage pit, whatever it is. You know, there's a new tractor. There's always machines to be done. You know, there's something to be fixed. You know.
Now, milk quotas are going at the next year. How do you feel about that?
I'm glad they are going, because we've been restricted here since 1983. And I look forward to the challenge ahead.
Do you think that when milk quotas go, the prices will be more volatile?
They have been very volatile in the last couple of years, and I think that's going to be a trend for the next couple of years. I can't see it changing.
Do you get much of a warning as to, you know, what price you're going to get for the, I suppose, the milk that you're producing or that you're milking from these cows beside us today?
No, we're due the milk check in the next few days, and it's only in the last 48 hours I heard what price we're going to get paid for this month. But we sort of knew there about a week ago that Glanbia dropped the price, and I probably sort of guessed all the other co-ops were going to follow suit.
So, you know, if prices are to drop below 30 cent for the period of 6 months or so, that's when you find yourself in deep trouble, is it?
In deep trouble. In deep, deep trouble. Now, I know you might get some credit off the meal companies and maybe the fertiliser companies, but they'll want to be paid eventually, so it all has to be paid back.
So while prices have been very good for the last year, it's when they start to drop that you begin to get nervous.
Yeah, everyone gets nervous when the prices are dropping. Sure, we can see what happened in the beef thing for the last year as well. Lads losing 200 and 300 euro per animal. We don't want that to happen to the dairy industry. Farmers will survive. They might have to change directions the odd time, but they will survive. They're a tough lot. And they will. They'll hang in there through thick or thin.
That was County Meath farmer Kieran O'Brien there. Well, Jim Bergen is the Chief Executive Officer of Glanbia Ingredients Ireland, and he's on the line. Jim, good morning to you.
Good morning, Damien.
You're running the largest, I suppose, co-op in the country. Farmers are worried at this downward spiral, which has seen prices slip from a high of 39 cent a litre earlier this year to just above 30 cent a litre now, depending on the co-op. What's happening?
What's happening really, Damien, is that we have a very, very strong level of production in all the big milk-producing regions across the globe. And I was listening to Kieran there, and he was right. You know, it's a 4.5% increase, which is about 2% beyond what we normally get in the world. So the world increases every year, let's call it, by about 20 billion litres. So this year, we're closer to 30 billion litres, and the world has to try and absorb that. So that's the biggest issue, and you know, it's very unusual that all the big producing regions, you know, are maxing out to the extent that they are. There's normally a weather event or some other kind of an economic event that at least curtails one or two of them. But it hasn't happened this time. So that's the exceptional situation.
Is that going to get worse now next year?
When we look at the demand side of it, there have been a couple of events which have accelerated the reduction in prices. So the Chinese, who were up about 87% in imports from January to May, which was a phenomenal increase, they seem to disappear after that. Their imports reduced to maybe 20% down from the previous year. And that has caused a glut of product on the global dairy trade auctions. So that was the world market. And during that period, from February of 2014 to now, we have had 17 global dairy trade auctions, and 14 of those have shown a reduction.
Okay, well, can you give any guarantees the prices won't slip any lower? Where is it going to go over the next 6 months or so?
No, it's a very volatile market, and we're not in the business of giving long-term guarantees, I'm afraid. You know, the topic of volatility you were discussing there, and you know, truly now we have had volatility since 2006. So since the reform of the cap in 2006, all the supports from the EU have more or less disappeared. Europe has been left to sell its product on the internal market and the world market, but with no mechanisms. And indeed, no education for all of us, both at processor and farmer level, to manage volatility. And I've said many times that was a great weakness in policy. So we've had the highs and we've had the lows, and unfortunately, we're in a trough now. And it is difficult to say that we will be close to 30 cent a litre next year. I think we could be below it.
You could be below it this time next year. Okay, well, that's not good news for farmers who are on, you know, look at 29, 30 cent as the kind of break-even mark.
Yeah.
And milk quotas now going, and farmers investing heavily in new sheds, extra cows and all of that, they must be nervous.
Yes, they are. And I think, you know, farmers are businessmen, so we have to be very, very clear with them, give them as much information as possible as early as we can. So if you take our policy for the, you know, and particularly in the things that we have done in the last week, we have reduced the milk price to 30.5 cent per litre. And we are a standalone business and we only process milk. So that is the clearest possible signal to farmers that is where the market is at. So they're very, very clear from that point of view. And now they can plan. They can plan their volumes, their stock levels, their expenditure, and you know, how they take themselves forward.
Well, the heady days of earlier this year, 39 cent, are they gone forever?
No, I don't think they are. No, I don't think they are. I just to finish the other point, I think the other thing that we have done, which is very important, is that we have announced a patronage bonus to our farmers, which will neutralise their milk price reduction from September to December.
What does that mean now?
No, what that means is that our parent, our 60% parent Glanbia Co-op, has announced a patronage bonus of 0.5 cent per litre on all milk supplies for 2014. And the effect of that is that the reduction that we announced last week is actually neutralised between September and the year end. So while farmers have clarity on what the market is giving now, they also have a support which ensures that their income is preserved to the year end, and they can plan then with that level of security. And we also said that unless something very untoward happens, we expect that to be the price for the remainder of the year. So we have given them as much certainty as we can. They're business people, and now they can plan for the concerns, I suppose, that we have in relation to 2015.
Okay, and they can go into their bank manager with that guarantee if they're looking for extra money or trying to pay off a loan. Finally, Belleville down there on the Waterford-Kilkenny border, people down that neck of the woods will be looking at the construction going on there day in, day out.
That's
where
right.
You're building a new facility, you have a lot of people working on it. How is it progressing and when will it be open?
Yeah, Belleville is doing very well. It's progressing well both to schedule and to budget. We have about 750 people working on the site down there, you know, which is a small town. You know, at this stage it looks well, and we believe that it will be the jewel in the Irish dairy crown, you know, come next March, when our farmers produce the volumes of milk with no quota. So it's going well. It will have a capacity initially of 19 million litres per week. That is scalable, so we could increase it by almost 50% again, up to about 28 million litres per week, you know, with a level of investment. It will be producing product to infant formula standards, you know, which is the value-added area, and that's where we need to get our milk processing and our milk returns up to. So we have hired 70 people at this stage. They have been training since May on the production of product and the running of the plant up to those standards. And you know, it looks good at this stage. So we're happy with where it's at, and we look forward to being there when when the milk volumes arrive.
Yeah, it's always an indication of the quality, I suppose, or the authority in which people hold Irish milk, in that we produce 1% of the global milk, and yet 15% of the global infant milk formula comes from Irish dairy farms, which kind of says a lot about the traceability
and
quality.
We should never be in any doubt that Ireland is one of the best places in the world to produce milk, if not the best.
Okay, Jim, we're going to leave it there. We'll be talking to you again, I suppose, closer to the opening of Bellevue. Thank you very much indeed. That's Jim Bergen there, the CEO of Glanbia Ingredients Limited, which is the largest buyer of milk off Irish farmers in the country. Now, RT